Riding associations in Sault Ste. Marie are in the process of vetting people interested in running in the upcoming provincial election. Ontario Premier Doug Ford has confirmed he's calling an early election that will begin on Wednesday, bringing to an end months of speculation. Ford currently holds a strong majority in the legislature, and the next scheduled vote is not until June 2026. But the premier said he needs a strong mandate to fight against U.S. President Donald Trump's proposed tariffs. The president of the local riding association for the Progressive Conservative Party of Ontario says there have been plenty of folks who have expressed interest in running since last month's announcement that incumbent MPP Ross Romano will not seek re-election. Everyone is being evaluated, Jason Naccarato told Sue Today on Friday. We're hoping to be in a position where the candidate can announce themselves shortly, but we're not quite there yet. The provincial NDP Riding Association for the Sioux has several candidates ready for a nomination meeting, says President Celia Ross, but the association is currently waiting for the vetting process to wrap up. Although there's been good fundraising locally, Ross acknowledges that it will be difficult to get the party's message out under the conditions of a very fast and short election campaign. We're all feeling quite a bit of pressure, there's no need for an election now. It's a whole year early, said Ross, who spoke with Sue Today Friday morning. An election is a large expenditure. It's going to cost the Ontario taxpayers money to have this early election. The local NDP Provincial Riding Association president says there are a number of provincial issues that people in the Sioux are concerned about, including healthcare, accessibility to healthcare and the privatization of healthcare in particular, and a lack of affordable housing. These are issues that are felt across the province, so we are going to run a strong campaign, and we are going to speak very strongly to those issues that are of concern to all of us, Ross said. A representative from the Liberals said they are in the process of getting a candidate nominated for Sault Ste. Marie. There are over 100 candidates that either been nominated or are in the process of being nominated over the next few days, said Taylor Deasley, spokesperson for Liberal leader Bonnie Crombie, by email. Romano won the 2022 riding election with 12,606 votes, representing a 46.9% share of the ballots. NDP candidate Michelle McLeave Kennedy came in second with 10,029 votes, representing a 37.3% share of ballots. Ford announced this morning plans to visit Lieutenant Gov. Edith Dumont on Tuesday, kicking off a campaign that will begin the following day. Election day will be February 27. With files from the Trillium, asterisk, this story was updated on January 26 to include information from the Liberal Party of Canada.